Hi, welcome to Riffs on Writing with Andy and Caroline, where we answer your writing and publishing questions in 10 minutes or less.
And today we're talking about a big one. Why do I need to pick an audience? Because everybody's going to love my book, right?
No.
No. Yeah, this is a tough one because, I mean, in the world that we all wish we lived in, right? Everybody would be like, that book Caroline wrote is the best thing I've ever read. And I love it. I'm going to recommend it to everybody.
It is.
It doesn't really. I mean, Caroline's books are the best thing you've ever read, but just to be clear, but also maybe not for everybody. So it is really important to have a sense of who your readers are.
Yeah. And this matters whether you're self-publishing or whether you're going a more traditional route. No agent or publisher will talk to you if you don't know who your book is for. That's one. So you might as well just accept that. But here's the problem. If you're writing nonfiction, for example, I'll start with that, and you don't know who the book is for, and nonfiction, I'm including all you memoir writers in there because that's where you fit in. If you don't know who the book is for, then your whole message is diluted. Because it's for nobody right at that point, because nobody's going to care. And for fiction writers, how do you know where your book goes on the shelf? Does it go on the shelf for adults? Does it go on the shelf for kids? Does it go on the shelf with the people looking for ghost stories? Does it go on the shelf for people looking for dragons? Or does it go on the shelf for people looking for, I don't know, trips to Italy? So you need to know who it's going to be for. Otherwise, your message gets diluted. And I know it's counterintuitive, but the more specific you are, the better, because then your audience will actually be wider because you will have a stronger voice and it'll be more precise and it'll make more sense. It will That's be right. less wishy-washy, for lack of a better word.
Yeah. And the way that I figure this out is based on what I like to read, right? And it doesn't mean that I write necessarily all only what I like to read, but take fantasy, for example, right? There's epic fantasy, which is swords and dragons. And that readership is different than the readership for contemporary fantasy or urban fantasy, which is more witches and shifters and stuff. It's just different. And so you kind of need to know the genre that people would be reading, but also you need to know about your reader. I write cozy mysteries. They are not read by 22-year-old women who are just finishing college and going out into their career. That's not the readership. The readership is women middle-age or older. Caroline hates the phrase middle-age, so sorry, Caroline. But midlife or older. And they are usually retired. They read fast. You know, I know these things. And so it matters. It helps me figure out how to write my books and then also how to market them.
Exactly. It's the marketing. For my book, I really had to sit down and think about who would enjoy my book as well. It's more in the memoir genre with a little bit of a mix. But for me, it was really thinking about it. And it was the armchair travelers who want to know more about their roots. So again, that is who I'm talking to. And it doesn't mean other people won't be interested because, you know, you can find bits and pieces that will be very fascinating. But it's just that specific audience. And I think you said it sort of in a roundabout way too. It makes your voice cleaner. It makes your voice clearer as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I mean, if you want a practical way to practice this, to really think about your reader, create an avatar, right? Create one person who represents your ideal reader. What are their demographics? What ethnicity are they? How old are they? What's their gender? Where do they live? And then go even deeper, like what kinds of clothes do they like? You can just think very, very superficially and it'll give you some things like, do they go to church? Do they go to synagogue? Do they go to temple? Where do they go? You know, what kind of social activities do they have? Do they have children? Do they not have children? Do they have young children? Do they have older children? Are they married? Are they single? Are they straight? Are they gay? All of those things. Write them all down and give that avatar a name. Can be Bob, could be Tanisha, could be whatever you want it to be. But then write with that person in mind and market with that person in mind. It can really, clean up your voice and clarify your purpose when you go to market. Because when you start to do things like advertising or even picking the genres your book is going to be in on some place like Barnes and Noble, you need to know that stuff. On Facebook for advertising, for example, you can literally pin it down to like everybody that's 43 that lives in Saskatchewan and likes cats, right? Like you can get really specific. So knowing that stuff ahead of time really helps you market it. I don't know how many people in Saskatchewan love cats.
But I was so going to ask if somebody knows that, you could please send that because I'm really curious about that statistic now. The other thing too, it'll help you with your book cover because you'll know who it will appeal to. And here's a little trick if you're having trouble with this, if you're still stuck on the, but everybody will like it. Go to Goodreads, find comparable books to yours, and book comps is will be another another discussion.
Yes.
Find who likes the same books that you're writing and look up their profiles. And you'll see patterns happening and just use that as the base for your avatar. Right. And there is your ideal reader.
That's right. And it's not because, as Caroline said before, the other people aren't going to read it. They might, but nobody's going to read it if nobody starts reading it, right? Like it is a cumulative thing. So you got to get those first readers in, then they might recommend it to, you know, their 27-year-old niece who hates cats in Manitoba. But you need to like know that it can spread out. I'm trying to do my Canadian references for Caroline's benefit. So
I've never been to Manitoba, for the record.
Something to rectify then. But it's not about cutting people out. It's about starting out the readership. And that's your primary goal.
Yeah, because if the book is for everybody, then it's for nobody.
Exactly.
Thank you for joining us today. If you have any questions or want to know more, feel free to reach out or leave us a comment. And don't forget to follow and like this and tell all your friends about us. Thank you. Until next time.